Welcome to Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Hey, I'm your host, Keaton, and I know you guys haven't seen me in a minute. Those of you joining on YouTube, though, check it out. This should be a pretty fun visual episode. I am really excited to be back podcasting. I took pretty much the entire month of January off of social media. I didn't really post anything at all, and it was really refreshing. I mean, not caring what others think is such a skill in life. We'll get into some more deeper topics later. It's obviously Super Bowl Sunday. I have an audience here. Should be interesting to see what everybody's been up to. I hope I can get some engagement with this show. I hope you guys can reach out, send us some messages, or you know, comment on some of our social media posts. Anyways, let's get into the show, y'all. But before we do, I'm gonna give a brief advertisement. All right, everybody, thank y'all for joining here on Lending a Hand, February the 7th. Oh goodness, February the 7th was a interesting day in the world. Obviously, it's Super Bowl Sunday. There's a lot of different picks going around. The Weeknd is performing at halftime. And it should be a memorable one, considering that 2020 was one hell of a year. You've probably heard me complain a little bit about, I wouldn't say complain, I would say tell my story, because I'm thankful for what went on in 2020. Not that everybody passed away, but I'm thankful for some of the things that I had to go through because it made me a stronger person. But I'll stop being motivational for the moment and tell you my Super Bowl pick. I've only told one other person this, so breaking news, I'm going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Although I would love to see Tom Brady dominate, I just want a good game. But I do think Kansas City will win 38-28. And I think Tyreek Hill will be the MVP. Anyways, those are my picks. There are some very weird bets going on around. You know, betting is so popular now. All my friends do it. I've never been a gambler. I always make, I guess, pride bets, as I call them. But some of these picks are obviously over under of how many points are going to be scored. But will we see nudity during the halftime show? I hope not, because I like The Weeknd and all, but I'm good. What will Andy Reid's mask design be, the head coach of Kansas City? Some of these are just which head coaches will nostrils will flare first? Wow, that's a tongue twister. So I did mention that I've got an audience here. Wanda Grace, who do you think's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Chiefs.
Okay, there you go. With any score predictions?
No, not at all. I just started watching football.
Okay. Well, I respect that. Will you hand me one of those delicious vegetables? Are you eating these too?
Yeah.
Got the catering service up in here or something. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. I know I'm not supposed to eat on the podcast, but on this day, as well, in 1795, the 11th Amendment was ratified, which basically is confusing, but the judicial power of the United States shall not be constructed to extend to any suit in law or equity. And I'm not going to read the rest of that because I don't understand it fully. Has to do with like the federal courts, right? And the state courts. And if something's charged federally, the state doesn't always have to be tried. I could be completely wrong on that, y'all. I'm wrong more often than not. Damn, this celery is good. All right. So, I'm going to make this a pretty quick, short episode. But I did want to mention how 2020 went, because it was crazy for all of us. And this is my first episode since in 2021. I've been working, though, y'all. I've got some friends coming on the show. We've already recorded some episodes that were a lot of fun. You'll actually get to see Wanda Grace in person if you're going to watch on YouTube. Actually, we may not put that video on YouTube. We can't. That was a lot of fun, though. We were a little drunk. I also talked with a gentleman up in Fayetteville who runs a podcast called Razorbackology. That's going to be all things Arkansas. Got some cool guests lined up this next week. It's people I've worked with, people around the country. We'll be doing it on Zoom, so if you do want to check that out on YouTube, go ahead. But yeah, 2020. Oh my God, let's just end on that and in a positive manner, because I've said this before, but I think my 2020 was pretty terrible. I'm trying to look at it the positive way, but let's fast forward all the way to New Year's Eve of 2020. This is how bad my 2020 was. I got arrested New Year's Eve for something that I didn't even know I had a warrant for. Was never served anything. This isn't a legal promotion or anything either, but it was just wild. Anyways, long story short, 2021 has started off really well. Got a lot of cool new ideas. Meeting a lot of really nice people and staying, for the most part, socially distanced. My dogs still sleep with me sometimes, but also I'm growing my hair out, if you couldn't tell. And I'm repping some Bud Light here. You know, another weird bet they're going to have is which beer commercial, Anheuser-Busch beer commercial, air first. I think it's going to be Michelob Ultra, Bud Light, Budweiser. These are... Corona will be first. Oh, man, that would be hilarious. Doubtful. But would be a great idea by Corona. They killed it. Anyways, everybody, enjoy the Super Bowl tonight. And always remember to give us feedback. If you took the time to listen to the show, I know these are sometimes hour-long shows, but if you took the time, I will take the time to get back to you. So we always like to lend a hand. That's always the premise. Wish y'all a wonderful Sunday and cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. Peace.